It is time now for a business update. Kia ora e hoa. He aha ngā kōrero kai Pakihi e tēnei ata. Kim Savage is here with the business news. Kia ora.
Taking a look at Wall Street to begin with, starts the week higher. Slate of earnings results out this week include big box retailers Target and Walmart, that looking to provide investors with a bit of information on consumer spending trends throughout the pandemic. So the Dow Jones up 1%, that brought S&P 500 up 1.5%, and the Nasdaq climbing 2.3% in Friday trading. As for our own NZX Top 50 Index, ended Friday down about 0.5%, 60 points lower, and it starts the week at 12,368. The New Zealand dollar at 72.5 US and 92.3 Australian.
Now, it is a smorgasbord on the share market this week. Oh, what a lovely saying that is. Now, with a wide range of companies reporting their results.
Sounds delicious, doesn't it? Many of them, for business reporters perhaps anyway, many of them full-year financial figures this week too. So it will really take into account the full impact of the pandemic on business. So we'll get a sense of which of these companies has benefited, which of them has struggled through this time. So the first on the agenda is Trustpower. Later in the week, we'll hear from travel software provider Serko and infrastructure investor Infratil. And rounding out the week with My Food Bag's first results since its March listing, which of course will be interesting. Retirement Village operators Ryman and Oceania Healthcare are also in the mix, as are others. And Fat Profits Head of Research Greg Smith says that it is an interesting time to be releasing results.
The market's getting a little bit nervous about inflation in particular, and obviously having had a fairly strong run globally, we are in that sort of sell in May period as well. So I think, you know, there'll be a certain level of expectation with these results as well.
And we'll hear more from Greg Smith of Fat Profits later in the hour.
Now, the pandemic could help to close the gender pay gap with more flexible working arrangements, helping men and women to better share the burden of unpaid housework and childcare.
This is a report that was prepared for Westpac, and it indicates that the economy would in fact be $1.5 billion better off every year with 25,000 additional full-time equivalent workers. And that was if there was a better balance of unpaid work between men and women. So Westpac's Chief Executive David McLean says the lessons which have been learned during the pandemic demonstrate that more flexible working environments are possible. He says that would go a long way to helping women and men more equally share the burden of unpaid work.
Through COVID, when everyone had to work from home, we found that we could enable quickly all of our workforce to work from home. What that means now is that everyone has the capacity for more flexible working, which is one of the big contributors to this. So I think if we look at things like that and take the lessons from that period of lockdown and COVID and apply them to the future, then we can change much faster than we have in the past.
And more coming up from David McLean at 10 to 7 when I'll be back with the latest in business.
Kia ora, thank you very much, Kim Savage.